what I want to do is I want to be understood. You know, I want to try to make her understand that, you know, what she's feeling may not be totally accurate.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I just mentioned to you a few seconds ago that I don't feel very perky, but hopefully we'll perk up as we go. There's lots of stuff happening, and this is a busy time of year for us as the spring is sprung, even though it's been cold. It's cold out there. You know, it was like warm last week and it was snowing. It snowed on Sunday and Monday of this week, and it was just does not make me happy.
Yeah, we had flurries.
Why shouldn't it be that way? You did?
Yeah. It was snowing.
Wow.
It was flurrying yesterday or the day before, I forget. Yeah, it's cold, man. But yeah, it is the first day of spring, and it's my wife's birthday and my twin niece's birthday. So happy birthday.
Wow.
Not that they're going to listen to this, but you know.
Yeah, that's right. Neither one will listen. So do you got plans for your wife's birthday?
No.
Well, are you going to make plans for your wife's birthday?
Yes. I'm working tonight, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's too long of a story. I don't worry about it.
We'll circle around back to that later.
All right.
I don't know if you knew, yesterday was a Dairy Queen always has a free ice cream cone if you go on. I thought yesterday was the first day of spring, right?
I thought it was today, but
I don't know. Well, you look it up real quick. I thought it was yesterday, but Dairy Queen gives away free vanilla cones. And I mean, not the little tiny dinky kind, but the like full size vanilla cone. And so I don't know how many Wilsons went to the store yesterday, but a whole bunch of us went and we got our free vanilla cone. Didn't cost us a single thing. And they do it every year. So I don't know if you're a DQ fan, but they're trying to entice you by inviting you to their store. So it's over now. You don't get that. If you had your calendar, your UDAD daily calendar, it would have reminded you of that. If you don't, you're out of luck.
Apparently, the March equinox happened at 11:06 p.m. last night. So technically, spring started at 11:06 p.m., but today is the first full day of spring. So there.
Okay. So they say the first day of spring is the 20th or the 19th this year?
Well, this website says the 19th because it started at 11:06 p.m., but I'm going with today.
Okay, well, I don't want to spoil your first day of spring plans.
I don't get excited about this stuff very often, so I'm not giving it up.
Okay, go for it. Go. But I do like those first days, so Scott, I don't know, you can use that as a reason to celebrate your wife's birthday doubly. But speaking of daily calendars, Family Man Todd Powell texted me yesterday. He goes, Todd, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, oh, man, something bad's happened. And he said he had bought a bunch of calendars to give to his friends, which he's done the last several years. And he said, one of my friends said, and I'm looking up his name here, his friend Brad Barnett, he said that he was missing all the days from the last day of April to the first day of June. And as he's saying that, I'm thinking, how could that have happened? I mean, I don't have anything to do with it because somebody else prints it and gives it to me. And I'm thinking, I don't have any others. And he said he was really dismayed. Dismayed. That was like a joke. And I just thought that was really funny, and I wrote him and said it was. But, and then Todd wrote me, and I thought this is super cool. This is when you know you've arrived in the world. He said he was emailing back and forth with his dismayed friend. He says, and Todd said, I was about to get after you for jumping ahead in your calendar. This is maybe Brad said this. Paige said that it is a solid T4 on the scale, a T4. And then Brad says, what's a T4? He goes, the staff at church has made a dad joke scale based on Todd's dad jokes, T1 through T5. So these are all up from the calendar. So, you know, if you say something like dismayed, I'd give that maybe a T3 on the Todd jokes. Man, which I was thinking, maybe next year we'll do a joke a day, a dad joke a day, which, you know, they're corny, terrible dad jokes. But anyway.
I get tired of those.
Do you?
I do.
Well, there you, thanks for being a wet blanket there, Scott.
Sorry. Now there's...
In one fell swoop.
do it. Have fun. It'll be awesome.
That's like when you like have this great idea, you think it through, you present it to your wife, you know, and with 10 seconds of thinking about it, she goes, that's stupid. And you're like, okay.
I have a few of those.
I know. We all do. That's the way it goes.
I'm sorry to be that in your life today. Please forgive me. Because I hate when that happens.
Here, can you hear me? That's my ideas. Am I throwing them in the trash can of despair?
Your microphone must have a mute function when you have noise like that.
Oh, yeah, so you couldn't hear it?
Yeah, I saw you crumpling up a piece of paper, but it didn't make any sound.
That was it. That was it. Throwing it away now.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Let's start
that's
over okay. again.
Hey, I was thinking about doing this. No. That's a great idea, Todd. But the other thing that's happening right now.
If you'd like to be the co-host of the Family Man Show.
We're looking into AI, actually. I think this is our ticket.
All right. The other thing that's going on.
We can just program in. And so every once in a while I'll go, I hate that idea.
That's a great idea, Todd.
Exactly.
I'll be like your robot assistant.
I think that would be awesome. today is Ben and Riz's due date as we record this, which is always a sad day in pregnancy days. And do you remember this vividly, Scott? I know it's been a while since you had a baby in your house besides Henry, but it is different when your kids are having babies and then you and your wife are having a baby.
Yeah.
But I know like 2 weeks ago, they were anticipating, you know, an early delivery. And we were talking, I'm like, that's a problem when you've had more than one child, because you think there's like this pattern in your pregnancies. Like, oh, our other kids came early. The last one we had came really early. So this one will come early too. And I'm like, and I know they've been, you know, they're preparing, they're hoping things are starting. I know, I think about 2 weeks ago, Brissa had said to my wife, I think things are changing, you know, which everybody hopes so. And,
right.
But now she's like in the pit of despair and it's like, it's never going to come. And why do we even have so many kids, you know?
Well, like I used to reassure my wife, in the history of pregnant women, none of them are still pregnant after, you know, at least 9.5 months or so, whatever it is.
And so did that really help her?
Not really.
Exactly.
But it is true.
Emily said, what kind of stupid comment is that? Scott, I knew that.
None of them actually stay pregnant forever.
That is true. That's what I was trying to think of. Top 10 things not to say to your wife when it's your due date and you haven't had your baby. Like, have you been trying? Can you try harder?
No, my favorite are the people who are like, are you sure you're not having twins?
Oh, man. Ben was saying yesterday, so we went to Dairy Queen. He and his kids went, but Rissa didn't. I think she just doesn't want to go out in public.
Yeah.
And people say, I'm running into someone she knows and says, oh, you still haven't had that baby yet? You know?
Right.
And he was saying that it's amazing how many people will say those kind of things. And it really, I guess, is crushing to those moms who hear it, you know.
Oh,
and I'm
brutal.
Probably the kind of guy who would say this that multiple times, but it was a interesting thing that I probably needed to hear.
That's one of those ones. If you're a young husband, like, it's time to learn from the wisdom of these old husbands here. Not that we have tons of wisdom, but on this one, I have some at least. And I'm sure you do from having as many kids as you have. I've told this story.
Much blew it every time. Go ahead.
I've told this story a long time ago, but you definitely, there are things you just don't say to your pregnant wife. And there was a lady who came up to us. We were out to brunch with my father-in-law. And this is a lady that's known my father-in-law who, you know, delivered babies for his whole career.
Mm-hmm.
And also knew my wife since she was a kid. No reason on earth she shouldn't know better. But my wife was 8 months pregnant or something. And we're standing there waiting to be seated for a brunch. And she says to my wife, "Are you past your due date?" And Jen's like, no, I got another month still. She's like, "Well, are you sure you're not having twins?" No, we're sure it's just one. And like, take the hint, lady. No. She goes, "Well, do you have gestational diabetes?"
Oh, man.
Like,
that is...
I almost hit her.
Would someone touch that lady?
I almost did. I was like, "You've got to be kidding me." Anyway, it was right around the same time as the homeschool convention was that year, and we saw this one lady there that Jen knew, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, I know. I get that same treatment," because they're both short ladies, and the baby has nowhere to go but straight out. So, you know. Anyway, when your wife's pregnant, don't say stupid things like, "You're looking a little fatter."
In fact, while you were talking, Scott, I was pulling a Scott and I was looking up top 10 things not to say to your wife in the last week of pregnancy.
Bring it.
And this might help some dads. So number one, don't say, "Honey, I don't mean to alarm you, but have you ever read about anyone actually popping from being so big?" Number two, "Hey, babe, is it okay that I invited some of the guys from work over to see how big you are? They won't believe me." Number three, "Honey, come in here and see this horse giving birth on TV. Oh man, that looks like that's gotta hurt." Number four, "I challenge you to a touch your toes contest." Number five, "Honey, I was just straightening up the bedroom. Can you tell me if this is a fitted sheet or a pair of your underwear?" Ooh, that's cruel.
Oh, ouch.
This is almost too much fun.
You just want to get shot if
number
you say something
six,
like that.
"You're dreading labor. Do you know how sore my feet get from standing beside you that whole time?" Number seven, "Boy, it would be really nice if you went awake or too late so I could watch the 6-part miniseries on PBS. Number eight, "No, I couldn't eat another bite, honey. I ate so much I feel like you." Number nine, "Why don't you go take a nice relaxing hot bath? But don't put too much water in the tub because it'll overflow when you get in." Number 10, "No, you don't look huge. Huge is such a harsh word. I prefer the term healthy." And then there are 93 comments behind this one.
Oh, yeah.
And some of those comments are like the ones you said. "Are you sure there are not two babies in there?" One guy said, "Well, you think you look big from up front."
Mercy.
One guy said he makes the beep, beep, beep.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that. Yeah.
Wow.
I've heard of people doing that before. That's really bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Here's the, "Wow, honey, you think you're big up front. You should see it back here." It was signed Anonymous Chicken. There was some lady who said, "This is so cruel."
Yes. Don't do any of that.
Don't do any of that.
The appropriate response to a pregnant woman, if you don't know her, you just don't say anything until she mentions it. Or someone else mentions it in the conversation. Otherwise,
and then still ignore it.
And then if you say anything, "You're pregnant? I had no idea."
Exactly.
And then, you know, even if she's like 8 months pregnant or, you know, clearly about to go soon, like, "You look like you're still in your first trimester." Something
exactly.
Along those lines. "Oh, you just have
exactly.
that cute pregnant glow, you know?" These are easy things. This is not a tough one. Men should not be making this mistake still as a gender.
Exactly. You know, and really, Scott, I was thinking about this, you know, kind of circling back to like what I said at the beginning. We'd circle back to plans for your wife's birthday. You know, this is part of like living with your wife in an understanding way, because I know this is a really touchy time for Ben in his husbanding, because I know he's frustrated too. Not frustrated with his wife, of course, but just, you know, he gets his hopes up. We got our hopes up. We kept thinking, we look at our wives like, is anything happening? Or we come home from work, how you feeling? You know, or in the middle of the night, you're thinking you're going to hear this wife go, ooh, you know, or something. And that's where we need to be super understanding. And not just if your wife is pregnant, but even my wife, you know, this morning she said she didn't sleep very well. She said, because I woke her up when I went to the bathroom at 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I was in pain for like half an hour debating how much longer could I hold this. You know, and, you know, you kind of want to go, hey, you know, I have the right to go to the bathroom whenever I need to go to the bathroom, you know.
No, you don't. You just think you do.
Except when you said I do, you give up that right. But the thing is, you know, so she got up early and she was doing her thing. She was exercising her. And, you know, I just texted and said, I'm sorry for waking you up. I sure didn't mean to, blah, blah, blah. And then she reiterated what time she got up, you know. And I felt like, again, saying, well, whatever, you know. But instead, I made a little sad face, whatever. You know, just to let her know that I understand. And, you know, that's hard to do. You know, that's not hard to do one day. But, you know, for like Ben and Rissa or for sleeping, you know, there are other days I have to go to the bathroom, you know, or I'm snoring or whatever. And it's just, it's easy to focus on ourselves and say, yeah, but, you know, well, you know, I wanted this baby to come too. But that's not what our wives need at that time. So, Dad, I don't know what's going on like in your life right now, but I'm going to guess your wife is overwhelmed because, you know, like my wife, she gets overwhelmed. She gets overwhelmed easier than I do because that's the way she's made. You know, that's what the Bible says. Live with your wives in an understanding way as with weaker vessels, because they are weaker vessels. And Ben needs to be exceptionally strong and gentle all at the same time. To add insult to injury, he said, Renly, who is 7, she was having some constipation problems. And she just would not go to the bathroom, but she was crying all night, you know, and they're like just trying, they're desperate, you know, and he said afterwards, he said, oh man, we were not kind. He goes, it was really bad. And he was just saying to, you know, Ben and Rissa to each other. And Rissa told my wife afterwards, said, we just, after it was over, she said, we just held each other like in the kitchen standing. We didn't even speak, you know, kind of like, we're sorry for all the mean things we said during this to each other. But that's kind of what living with your wife in an understanding way does, where you do blow it, but then you take your punches and you try to understand the way they might feel. Because what I want to do is I want to be understood. You know, I want to try to make her understand that, you know, what she's feeling may not be totally accurate, you know.
Yeah, that always goes over well.
It does. It does. You remember that Family Man classic that's probably the greatest short ever made? It's not about the nail.
Oh, yeah.
Where this lady has this nail in her forehead and she's talking to her husband that she has this headache, you know, this constant headache. And the husband's just staring at this nail and he wants to say, well, why don't you pull the nail out? And she goes, it's not about the nail. And then he goes, you know, oh, it must be hard, you know? And he's just like, you can tell he's doing battle with himself. Like, yeah. And he's trying to say the right thing, even though he doesn't get it yet. And she starts to soften. She goes, it is hard. She goes, all my sweaters are snagged. And then it escalates in again. And he goes, well, if you would just, and she goes, it's not about the nail. And it stops there, you know, and it is just so good because it is so, so true.
Even if you're one of the husbands who's like, it's not true. It is about the nail. There's a nail in your forehead. Take it out. Even if you're one of those guys, Yeah, it doesn't matter because you still lose if you say that.
You know, and really,
for her,
I mean,
it's not about the nail.
That's the truth. That's the truth. You know, and we think we're doing them. And I've had guys who I've told them about that, and they go back and watch it, and they'll say, "Yeah, but you know, does it seem foolish for a husband just to comfort his wife? You know, even though it could be solved." And I'm like, go watch it again.
Yeah, right.
You watch it again and again and again until you go, oh, yeah. Because you can pull the nail out, you can solve the problem, and you have lost. And your wife still doesn't like you, you know, because she doesn't feel cared for. You know, and you could say, well, that's what caring is. I don't know. I don't think that's living with your wife in an understanding way. And I'll tell you, we're all in this all the time. And that's what I was trying to, you know, Scott, he's got his wife's birthday, and his wife may have said, I understand you're working tonight. You don't have to do anything.
No.
And hopefully he's smart enough to do something and not say, oh, okay.
I asked her what she wanted to do, and she was like, well, I don't know. I'm not planning it.
Okay, there's the first verbal clue that he better have something.
Yes.
Right? Yes. So don't drop the ball, Scott.
I'm still working on ideas. So.
Okay, well, yeah. I would have the guys, you know, text you real quick, but they're not going to hear this till after it's over.
Yeah.
So you're on your own, buddy.
We'll be fine.
You're on your own, buddy.
I was going to say, though, I probably said this the last time we talked about the nail. But it's worth repeating because when you've got the guy who watches the video and doesn't get it and still thinks he can just fix everything, the illustration our pastor used in our engaged couples class still applies 30 years into marriage. Hmm. He has the mud puddle illustration where it's like your wife fell on a mud puddle and sometimes she wants you to pull her out of the mud puddle and help dry her off and whatever. Sometimes she wants you to sit down in the mud puddle with her and just join her in the mud puddle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she needs. Not like sharing that agony with her. Okay. You know,
and that doesn't, and that just doesn't make sense to a lot of guys because, and that's the part of, I think, living with your wife in an understanding way is that somehow we have to imagine ourselves like them and to put ourselves in their shoes with their brains and try to understand what it feels like. Because I know in so many things where, you know, my wife would be crying about something, upset about something, overwhelmed by something. And I think, what's the big deal in my head? This is not a big deal. You know, we'll just choose this. And I know for my wife, I don't know if your wife feels this way, Scott, but you know, my wife almost always operates on guilt of not helping everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. So she'll say, well, I had to help this person, but I feel guilty because I didn't help this person. And I'm like, you can't help them both. You got to pick one or the other, you know? So that's fine, you know? But again, that's how her mind is always thinking and feeling like she's not doing enough for her grown children, enough for her grandchildren, enough for her young children. And it's maddening to a husband who thinks like a husband, but just maybe a reminder that we can't think like women. We can't think like our wives, but we can try to understand how they might think. And again, if you haven't watched that video, it's not about the nail, just search it. It'll pop up, I'm sure. And watch that a couple times and maybe adjust. Maybe you have to say you're sorry being sorry just for something that you had no responsibility for. Maybe it's just sorry for going to the bathroom in the middle of the night and waking you up. You know, and again, you could find plenty of people would say, well, you don't have to be sorry for that, Todd. Yeah, maybe it's like sitting in the mud puddle, you know, and just saying, yeah, I am sorry. I'm sorry to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And then I may have to do it again tomorrow night, too. So But well, it ain't easy.
There's another bit of wisdom from the great sage Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
He said, what was it? He was trying to understand women, and he's like, I'm done trying to figure it out. I don't understand how she can pour boiling hot wax on her thigh and rip the hair out by the roots and then be afraid of a spider.
Yeah, exactly.
Done thinking about that. I'm not wasting any more time. I don't get it. And if that's the case, you know what? You just don't get it. But you, in the words of Dave Ramsey, you don't have to get it. You just have to get it.
Yeah.
Like just put up with it, man, and figure out a way to not be a jerk in the process.
And with that, we're going to say goodbye, Deads. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you spending 30 minutes of your life wasted on this show.
It wasn't wasted. That was good advice. Come on, man.
Well, the last few minutes was good, so you were good, Scott. So we look forward to hearing what Scott's going to do for his wife on her birthday. There's a lot of pressure there, not to please us, but to please her. And Dads, if you've got a birthday coming up, you know, don't let it slip by without you doing something. Or if you feel like you've been a little bit hard, maybe to a wife who is overwhelmed, maybe you can think of a way to encourage her. Maybe that's just getting flowers for no other reason, just because you wanted to brighten up her day, because you understand. If you need to apologize for something, apologize for it. There's no weakness in apologizing. And do it because you're the husband and the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week.